My voice is not real strong, so if I turn down the volume, it may be that it'd be difficult for you to follow along. So just raise your hand. I'll try to make things a little bit louder so that you can at least see where we are as we sing some of these songs. Now, this is a very busy day for a lot of people. We have mothers. We had a flyover. You know, what was it, Friday? We had another flyover with all kinds of hoopla going down to Houston. But we know we have a number of young mothers and older mothers and one another as Christians. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, says the Lord is says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are three basic lessons religious questions and issues, and a lot of times while we see them written out as in Calvinism, well, there's two points certainly that stand out there. Remember, the cardinal doctrines of Calvinism is to understand that it's something that we have to be careful of ourselves, that we would not be led astray. But Calvinism, or predestination, as some like to call it, is difficult. But it seems like the people of the world, they don't have any difficulty with that at all. The idea of universal salvation is another cardinal point that has its roots in Calvinism. And then, of course, that it does make a difference. What we believe, what we practice, how we worship. And as we strive this morning, we have a number of mothers here to honor them. But, of course, we have to honor God before all. There was I read a number of years ago now, a boy in Australia was walking along the beach, and this little boy was, there was starfish all over the beach. Not just a few dozen, but literally hundreds, maybe even thousands. There was another man that was walking behind him, and notice what he was doing. He'd take a step and he'd bow down and get a hold of a starfish and throw it out in the water again or in the ocean. And so it went like that for several steps of the young boy. And the man finally got up close to him and asked, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm throwing these starfish back." He said, "Well, don't you know you're not going to do any good with all these starfish around?" And he says, "Well, it might make a difference to this one," as he gave it a heave out into the ocean. But there's all kinds of things along similar lines. We know that 2 + 2 = 4. It's always that way. While there are many prospective answers, there's really only one answer that amounts to anything, and that is, of course, the number 4. But there are all kinds of things in nature and science, all of those things. Some of them are contrary to God's truth, some of them are not. Usually whenever we think about truth, truth is the thing that gets us where we want to go. we look at today, today's world is a very different world than it was a month ago or 2 years ago. And all of that because of an outbreak of viruses. Many have died already. I don't think we have been touched with any of that, but and we continue to pray that things will go well with those researchers and things like that. But we can go back into the Old Testament and look at the things there that well, go back far enough, go back to Genesis 3 and Eve. She believed a lie. Did it make a difference? Certainly did, didn't it? And what about Jacob? Not our Jacob. The Jacob that we read about in the Bible. He believed a lie about his brothers, or about Joseph being dead. The New Testament teaches much the same lines. But there we have three things that we see also in the Old Testament about loving God, loving His truth, and then putting it into practice through obedience in our everyday life. The Apostle Paul teaches a lot along the same lines. He taught to love God, to trust God, keep His commandments, and continually obey Him. He wrote that in many of the letters that he wrote. But whenever we get to studying some of these characters, we find out how busy they were and how much they did in their worship and trust in God. Paul thought he was right, but he was wrong. The eunuch, the Ethiopian treasurer, was a fairly righteous man. He was religious, certainly, but he wanted someone to teach him more about the New Testament and what it was saying. Cornelius was also a righteous man, one of the few men in the Bible that's referred to as a good man. And so he did. But he had to hear words from the Apostle Peter that he might be saved. And so after that, we see him hearing words from the Apostle Peter. And in John chapter 8, verse 32.
Speaking to the mic.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you're to the side. You're going to have to get right in front of
you. You got
to
start. That's what I was going to
say. Can I turn it?
Start right into it.
Yeah,
right into that.
Not caring very well.
Okay.
Lean all the way up to it and talk right into it.
All right, I'll try that. Now we've all been instructed. And I'll try to do better. One of the things that we notice about both the Old and New Testament, there are three words: love, obedience, and then practicing those things. But there are so many things happening to us on a daily basis, and you can hardly avoid any of those kinds of things. The world is rapidly changing before our eyes. Yeah. And all kinds of examples surface. And I talked to a couple of people this past couple of weeks about the idea that God has sent this evil on us today, but they forget about and don't remark anything about doing what God says. And keeping track of what the Bible says in regard to sin. Sin goes all the way back to Genesis 3 that we looked at a while ago with Eve. And, there's all kinds of things in nature. Moral issues, even. Honesty is the best policy. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as they would, as you would have them do unto you. Christ is unchanging. Hebrews 13 tells us that he is existed in the past, present, and future. Jesus is the same. He doesn't change. The scriptures are complete. We studied that issue many times. And then we see that the gospel of Christ never changes either. That every scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and righteousness. All of those things show that the gospel does not change. And one of the things that things with all of the health issues going on today, we can see those things and realize and try to teach others that this epidemic was started by Eve, and sin continued to multiply and divide. And so many people don't understand the seriousness of sin. But the gospel of Christ has many challenges for us today. Even when we sit outside and try to get to where I can speak into the microphone properly so you can hear, all of those kinds of things. But when we think about the gospel, there are facts there to be believed. We think about death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. All of those things are present. Commandments are issued to be obeyed and not just to be scoffed at or anything like that at all. And then there's promises to be enjoyed. There's many principles in the Christian life that we see directed to us through the gospel. Principles so far as our life, everyday life, is concerned, adding to our faith those Christian graces or ideal traits of the Christian in 2 Peter chapter 1. In Titus chapter 2 verse 11, we learn there that we are to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hebrews 10 verse 25 tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Mark chapter 16, where it says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Revelation 3 verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee the crown of life. All of those things and many, many more point to the fact that Christ does not change, the gospel does not change, and we'll be held responsible for that. And so we do need the gospel. And the world needs the gospel as much as anything in this world. It'll always be a problem for the world to reach out and seek to obey God and love Him, and then, of course, learn to obey Him, succumbing our will to His will and not the other way around. So if there's someone subject to the gospel call this morning, please make that known, and we make that known to the congregation as well.